I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Amen. God's word before us this morning as we kick off our Grace Wins message series is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1. I'm going to be reading selected verses from the chapter. It is in your pew Bible on page 1126. Romans chapter 1, I'll begin with verse 1, read through verse 7, and then jump ahead to verse 16. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God, called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Let's pray. Your presence, gracious Lord, afford, prepare us now to receive your word. Now let your voice engage our ear and faith be mixed with what we hear. Amen. Do you know anyone who seems to be living in their own little world? They're not bad people or anything like that, but it's almost like they're living and operating in a different dimension than you are. How amazing that God uses wording, terminology like that, to describe Christians. God says that we are foreigners and aliens in the world. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. And as a result, we may get the feeling at times that we don't belong, that we're on the outside looking in. But as the Apostle Paul addressed the Christians living in Rome, he wanted them and us to know that grace wins. Grace calls us to belong. We belong to Christ. We belong to proclaim Christ. Paul begins this letter by describing himself as a servant of Christ Jesus. The word that Paul uses in the Greek, doulos, or servant, quite literally means slave. In Paul's world, in the Roman world, a slave enjoyed absolutely no freedoms, no rights. He was completely under the domineering thumb of his master. So it may surprise you as we begin this morning to hear the apostle describing himself as a slave of Christ. You and I tend to equate slavery with how African Americans were treated in the early days of our country. And servanthood isn't something that most of us want to embrace. We typically don't like people telling us what to do, and we certainly don't like people telling us what to believe. Acting on this natural aversion to slavery and servanthood, a church recently sent out a flyer that said this: we are in a constant search for the truth. We want you to decide for yourself what to believe instead of being told what to believe. In other words, we don't enslave you by telling you what to believe. We leave it up to you to decide what to believe. Sound familiar? For those of you who were here last week, doesn't it sound an awful lot like agreeing to disagree? Why didn't Paul mind calling himself a slave? It's because Paul knew what it was like to be a slave to the law, a slave to a religion that told him that the only way to get right and stay right with God was by living his life according to the rules and regulations of the Pharisees. According to this system of work righteousness, Paul actually was a slave to the devil, even though he wasn't aware of it. Paul knew nothing different. It was his way of life. Mentally and spiritually, he was locked into this paradigm. He was truly a slave to the law of obedience. But then on a trip from Jerusalem to Damascus, where he was going to persecute Christians, by the way, Paul was confronted by Jesus, called to apostleship, and set apart for gospel ministry. When Jesus appeared to Paul on the road, Paul learned who Jesus really was. Jesus is the real Messiah. Jesus is the one descended from King David. Jesus is the one who suffered and died on the cross and then rose again to pay for all of Paul's sins. Paul learned that he wouldn't be saved, that he couldn't be saved by living his life according to the strict regulations of the Pharisees, but only by believing in the life and death of Jesus. It was at that very moment that God removed the heavy chain of the law that hung around Paul's neck. Paul no longer belonged to the Pharisees and to their legalistic way of thinking and living. Paul belonged to Christ. God's grace wins. Our background is not at all unlike Paul's. Martin Luther, in his great justification hymn, "Dear Christians, One and All," describes this so well. This is what Luther wrote, and this is what we will now sing together. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me. Sin was my torment night and day. In sin my mother bore me. Yet deep and deeper still I fell. Life had become a living hell. So firmly sin possessed me. To me Christ spoke, "Hold fast to me. I am your rock and castle. Your ransom I myself will be. For you I strive and wrestle. For I am yours, your friend divine, and evermore you shall be mine. The foe shall not divide us." Belonging to Jesus or aligned with Satan? Saved for heaven or damned to hell? Being declared innocent of all sin or bearing the guilt and punishment for sin in hell? That's why Paul wasn't ashamed to call himself a slave of Christ. That's why Paul wasn't ashamed to admit that he was owned by Christ. In fact, Paul was proud of it. He writes toward the end of our text, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, 'The righteous will live by faith.'" Paul had learned that by belonging to Jesus, he had access to all the blessings that come with Jesus. Righteousness, Jesus' own perfection, the forgiveness of sins, peace, joy, freedom from the guilt of sin and the punishment of sin in hell, and above all, eternity in heaven. And the best part, all of this is free. It costs absolutely nothing. Jesus calls us by the gospel and then gives us all of these blessings for free. What's wrong with belonging to Christ and being his servant? Absolutely nothing. God's grace wins. There once was a young man whose father was very wealthy. This young man wanted desperately to get a car from his father for his birthday, but his father gave him a Bible instead. He accused his father of being unloving and selfish, threw the Bible back in his father's face, turned his heel, and walked out of the house, threatening never to talk to his father again. And he did. Then his father died. And as the son was going through his father's things, he was remembering very vividly the heated argument they had had. And there it was, the Bible that his father had given him. He couldn't believe his eyes. He picked it up and out fell a set of keys. He grabbed the keys, went out to the garage, and there found the car that he had so desperately wanted, never once having been driven. For years, that young man had rejected the gift of the Bible, and as a result, had rejected his father's love, and the gift of a new car. Sadly, so many people today don't want Jesus' gifts. They don't understand the Christian faith. They view the Christian religion as being ancient and ignorant, and the Bible is nothing more than a book of rules and regulations. They don't want to belong to Christ, never realizing that the only other option is belonging to the devil. They reject Jesus and never get the chance to enjoy all the blessings that come with Jesus. But God's grace always wins. Paul the Apostle appreciated the blessings that come with Christ, and he realized that God didn't call him to belong just to sit back and relax. Paul writes that he was called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. God had a special purpose in mind for Paul, long before Paul ever knew it. Quite literally, Paul was set apart for the gospel of God. What is the gospel? Simply stated, it's the good news about Jesus. This was God's purpose for Paul, to proclaim Christ. And this is God's purpose for us, to proclaim Christ. Paul writes, "And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ." And so Paul is teaching us something important this morning. To be a proclaimer of Christ is part of belonging to Christ. They go hand in hand. You can't separate the two. Paul says that we receive God's grace to call people to the obedience that comes from faith for Christ's name's sake. Think of it from a gift-giving perspective. When you buy a present for someone, and they choose not to use it, what good is it? Is it time? Is it money well spent? Obviously not. Those of you who can see to this side of the pulpit wonder why I put this keyboard or a computer up here. Last night, my wife and daughter were here in church, and we got home. My wife said, David, a great visual illustration for the congregation. The keyboard I gave you 6 years ago. What keyboard? It was in the back of my closet, off my study. What good has this gift done me in the 6 years that I've had it? Absolutely none. And just as a gift that we are given is to be used by us, so the gift of Jesus that God has given us is to be used by us. God doesn't call us to belong, just to put us up on a shelf to collect dust. God makes us a part of his family. He calls us to belong that we might proclaim Jesus. Now, it's a sad but accurate reflection of our sinful nature that we don't like to be told what to do, even by God. We don't like to be told that God wants us to use our time, our talents, and our resources to make a difference for Christ in the world. My friends, that attitude is sin. God forgive us for our laziness and our resistance to use all the things that he has given us to proclaim Christ. God have mercy on us for our lack of response, our lack of faithfulness, our low expectations of what God expects of us. God, through Paul, didn't call the Gentiles for sleep, but for obedience. God doesn't call us to sit back and collect dust. God calls on us to produce and to proclaim. And may we never forget where this willingness to respond comes from. It comes from faith, which God miraculously creates in our hearts by the gospel. As much as God's law convicts us of our sin and damns us forever to hell, it only frustrates us and makes us angry. The only thing that truly motivates us for God-pleasing obedience is faith created by the gospel. Faith is motivated by God's love for us in Christ, by God's grace. For Paul writes in his second letter to the Corinthians, Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all die. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. When the World Trade Center in New York City was bombed on 9/11, we Americans took a stand and joined together, didn't we? We put up posters, flags, to show our pride in our country. Millions of people gave millions of dollars to support and help those who had been affected by this national tragedy. Firefighters, police officers, medical personnel, and all kinds of other people willingly gave of their time and their efforts. Why? Because they and we were motivated to do so. Across the country, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico, we rose to the occasion because of our love of country and freedom. In a similar way, Paul recognized the blessing that was his in belonging to Christ, and what a privilege God had given him to be a proclaimer of Christ. Paul truly reveled in the grace of God. So also do we. As Gentile Christians, we appreciate the comfort of our forgiveness and the certainty of eternal life in heaven that Jesus gives us. And from this faith, we are motivated to do what Jesus asks us to do. We belong to Christ. And that's what Christ's people do. And when we do, God's grace wins again. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.